And just one day following the 1986 Chernobyl power plant disaster, the nearby place called Pripyat was turned into a ghost town. Its inhabitants were evacuated, leaving their pets and belongings in the alienation zone. Find out what happened to the town and surrounding areas. See how the incident impacted the lives of humans and wildlife, both in the vicinity of the epicenter and thousands of kilometers away in Europe. Hear the voices of first responders, firemen who were the first on the scene and survived the inferno of the burning Reactor 4 building. Learn more from our special series, Level 7 Event, 30 years after Chernobyl. The Chernobyl accident was 400 times worse than Hiroshima. Following two explosions and a fire at Chernobyl Nuclear Reactor 4 on April 26, 1986, massive amounts of radioactive material, primarily cesium-137, were released as airborne particles and carried by winds across Europe. The deadly radiation affected millions of people and led to radiation-related thyroid and brain cancer cases not only in Ukraine, but also Russia, Belarus, Bulgaria, Greece, Finland, and others. In Norway and Sweden, heavy fallout in the contaminated warm air collided with cold weather fronts, causing radioactive rain to cover the countries. The radiation's effects have now been studied across Europe for the last 30 years. During this time, major discoveries have been made, as well as over-exaggeration reported about the fallout's effect. In the Ticino region of the southern Switzerland, one man, Mario Camani, who was the head of the local environmental protection office, said it was not the radiation itself, but fear that caused more damage. Here's what Camani said in an interview to SwissInfo.ch.
Le reazioni esagerate hanno condotto anche a qualcosa di molto grave.
The exaggerated reactions that followed the disaster led to something very serious. They probably led to more deaths than the ones caused by the effects of the radiation. Because of the fear of having a disabled child, a fear among mothers, but perhaps a greater fear among doctors who were counseling them to have an abortion.
From movies and other fictional sources, it's easy to think that exposure to radiation will cause animals to sprout a third leg or grow deformed in some way. However, wildlife in Chernobyl exclusion zone has been flourishing, with wolves, wild boars, red foxes, and raccoon dogs taking over the human-free areas. For years now, scientists have been studying the effects of radiation on the animal population. Professor Timothy Musseau from the University of South Carolina has been exploring these mechanisms in the exclusion zone since 2000. In an interview with Nuclear Hot Seat on YouTube, he said that first thing he noticed around the nuclear plant was a significant number of barn swallows that had patches of white hair.
I had patches of little white feathers on them. You know, nothing really striking, no three-headed monsters or anything like that. But these birds were extremely unusual. They were pale to begin with, but they also had these patches, what we've been calling partial albinos. There are other names for this phenomenon, but everybody sort of understands partial albinism when you say it.
However, not all of the radiation's effects are so benign. Dr. Musseau and other researchers say that many birds, as well as mammals, have been affected by a similar disease.
We document an increase in the rate of cataracts in the eyes of the females. And we published a paper on the birds of Chernobyl 2 or 3 years ago, showing again that the cataracts in the eyes were much higher levels in the more radioactive areas. Now we're seeing this also in the rodents.
While the most serious radiation already damaged Europe in the weeks after the explosion, new threats still remain. If and when will there ever be forest fires in the region, the contaminated dirt and fauna will again be flushed into the sky as dangerous airborne particles and could threaten any number of countries across Europe. For those who live in and are tourists to the exclusion zone, most notably to Pripyat, the ghost city left abandoned after the accident, the main danger is the gamma and beta radiation of the leftover cesium-137, which has a half-life of 30 years. Even today, it's still present in the soil, water, and any other material such as concrete or wood. And even with a multi-decade half-life, the area around Chernobyl will remain inhospitable to humans for the next 30,000 years.